Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Our topic this week is about why you should incorporate training against weapons into every class session. Longtime listeners to this podcast know that I consider myself a traditional martial artist. I started my training in a traditional martial art, and I continue to train and teach a traditional martial art. However, that does not make me blind to some serious flaws in course curriculum. My biggest complaint about traditional martial arts is weapons. There are countless beautiful weapon forms, sets, and katas in many styles, and these forms teach coordination, balance, and fluidity. My issue is this. I have yet to find a traditional martial art that handles modern weaponry in a realistic manner. I'm talking about knife, gun, and club defense. Weapon defenses are taught way too late in the curriculum. Even under the legendary Grandmaster Bong Su Han, and I trained under him for several years, he didn't teach knife defense until black belt, and gun defense was completely omitted. There was not a single technique for gun takeaway or even just handing over your wallet. Also, there were no defense against club techniques. What? Now, please don't get me wrong. I loved Grandmaster Han, and he was a huge influence in my life. But that doesn't mean I agreed 100% with everything he did. In American Kenpo, the weapon defense techniques are taught sooner. Defense against club is taught at purple belt, which is 7th Q. Knife is taught at 3rd brown, which is 3rd Q. And gun defense is taught at 2nd brown, which is 2nd Q. Now, for clarity, Q and GUP are the same thing. Most violent crimes are committed with a weapon. Why? The use of a weapon gives the criminal a tactical advantage. If you have a weapon and the other guy doesn't, who has the upper hand? The guy with a weapon. Duh. Do criminals care that the weapon he or she might be carrying might be illegal? Nope. They're criminals, after all. This is a fundamental reason I am against disarming the civilian population. Honest citizens will abide by the laws, and the criminals will not. Therefore, the honest citizen will become weaker, making them easier prey. The counterargument is usually to let the police or the professionals handle your protection. I'll tell you what. When the police can show up the instant someone pulls a knife on me, I'll let them become responsible for my protection and the protection of my family. Most knife attacks start and end in less than 10 seconds. Fights last around 30 seconds. When the police can read minds and instantaneously teleport, then you can stop training for your personal defense. Until then, you need to practice. You need to train and take responsibility for your own safety. I love and respect the police. My father-in-law was an LA County deputy. But they take time to respond. If the event only lasts 10 to 30 seconds, it is impossible for them to get there in time to intercede. Let me repeat that. It is impossible for them to get there in time to intercede. That's a long way of arguing that you need to train for defense against weapons. Not at higher belts, and not in weapons that haven't been seen since ancient China. You need to train in defense against modern weapons now. And since most violent criminal attacks include weapons, most of your training should revolve around defense against weapons. Focus your personal defense training on what you expect to see on the street, not what you hope to see. That means practicing defense against weapons. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe. Well, that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions and commentary, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.